Yeah, then the Ashes came around and I got ruled out with a medical issue, and like it was a combination of all different things, but I love exercise, and I probably just went a little bit overboard with that. Was a bit of my coping mechanism. I'd love just chucking the headphones in and going for a run, but I probably took things a little bit too far, and it sort of got a little bit out of control.
In what way?
Well, I was probably over exercising, under fueling, I would say. I reckon I got to a point where I was running about 85, 90 Ks a week.
Wow.
And I was in denial. People kept telling me I was getting injured, and I'm not going to get injured. I'm fine. And all through it, I never did, somehow, amazingly. And a lot of the time I was actually doing it to escape. Like it wasn't a physical thing, and it didn't start off that way. Like, I've always been really physically active and liked that side of it, but it became a bit of an obsession.
It's a really interesting conversation that Howie and Meg Lanning have had as part of the Howie Games series, and we were watching her. We were watching her. You could see the change in her physique. I mean, she's always been incredibly athletic,
yeah,
and really, you know, really, a very athletic specimen. But then she was, you could see her kind of losing weight, and you're thinking,
well, if you're running 90 Ks a week,
yeah, and not eating enough, and
she spoke about not being out, it affected her sleeping pattern. She dreaded nights because she knew she wasn't going to be able to go to sleep. And I don't know whether they officially call it an eating disorder, but there was certainly an imbalance between fuel in and what she was expending. And clearly that, to me, well, I shouldn't say clearly, but it would seem to me like that is evidence of a health issue. And the thing about these types of heroes to most, these people are worshipped, they're lauded, and you think, well, they've got the perfect life. Everything is going along beautifully for them. But you just never really know, because you look at her record and what she's been able to do and how she was playing, you're thinking, well, you can't do that unless everything's perfect.
Yep.
Well, you can if you're very skilled.
Yep.
And the pain and suffering that she was clearly going through, it's sometimes hard to fathom how that could be the case, but it's the reality.
I wonder how common that is for people. I wonder, it starts without a thought that I have an issue. Like, it starts without that. It's nowhere near being an eating disorder or a certifiable issue, and yet it becomes that. And once it's become it, how hard it must be to break the cycle.
The hardest thing, I think, Andy, and what might be part of it, maybe not in her case, but certainly with others, is that pressure to live up to the expectation.
Yeah.
And here you are, you might be the best in the world, but there is an expectation, I've got to keep doing this. If I go out there and do something average, I'm going to be perceived as not fulfilling the expectation. And it's perceived in your own head, but it can manifest itself into that, this pressure and that fear of failure and wanting to push yourself beyond to a situation that's going to make it even more difficult for you to reach those expectations.
I need to listen to the whole interview, so I haven't listened to the entire chat yet.
Neither
I definitely will. But I wonder whether it's more than that. I wonder whether, in fact, it might even be less than that. I wonder if it's just when you look at yourself in the mirror, what you see is not what you want to see. Mm. You want to see something else. And that's where the chase for a physical image of what you want to have reflected back at you is, that's what you are trying to attain.
But usually it's the sport that drives you.
Yeah, I don't
you
know.
You look in the mirror, you know, I looked at the mirror as a young fella and saying, mate, I'm not being trying to make light of it, but saying, crikey, in order for me to be accepted by others, well, my ticket can be my sport, because we know that I was getting greater attention
by your
sporting achievements. So therefore that was the way out, the way that I was going to be able to have better opportunity socially was by just dedicating yourself and being elite at sport.
I totally get that, right? But it sounds with Meg as though it was something different because she wasn't struggling to make runs.
No, she wasn't trying to prove herself.
No, no, and she is at the peak of it. She is like the best in the world at that point. So I wonder whether that she's maybe it's the maintenance of a standard, but maybe it was something else. And
I could be anything.
That's right. We could hypothesize.
Yeah.
Probably got nothing to do with their sport.
That's what I suspect.
Might be a family issue. Might be a friend. You
that's
know,
right.
Might
Who
just
knows?
Be her yeah, and be, her yeah, alone. Right. Yeah. Might just be her when it's her and no one else. And there might be people out here who have had these sorts of issues who are going, you know what, it's that. And I know exactly what she's talking about and I've been there and I've lived it. So I'm fascinated by what you've just said, though. Like, so what did you do physically? Like, were you chasing a physical to maximize your talent when you said this could be my way and this is – Were you trying to get bigger? Were you driven to be something physical? All of that.
Yep. All of that. Go by the, you know, I'm 14, 15 years of old. Look, give me the weight, kid. I need to just buff up a little bit so the aesthetics might be looking a little bit better. But I was fortunate that it helped drive. It drove that commitment and the dedication because this was going to make my life better. This was a way in which that your social acceptance – whether it was your friendship groups, whether it was the other sex, whether
it's
it was
probably not the right way to go about it, is it?
Well, it helped me from a sporting pursuit.
No, but I guess you don't want young people linking their self-worth to their sport.
No, of course not. Of course not.
No.
Not in an unhealthy way.
Yeah, no, no.
I think it can be, if it's channeled in the right direction, it can be a positive in that way, like a lot of things. Mm. But if you go too far and the balance is not quite right, that's when it can become obsessive. It can overtake you. It can overtake your thoughts. Yeah. And you can get to a very dark space.
It's 29 minutes to five. It's one of those, it's a fascinating part of pro sport. It's a fascinating part of life, and it can be a devastating part of life. And if you are in a situation like that, then please try and find a way through it if you can. Go and speak to someone. But it's a fascinating insight that we've got from Meg Lanning in her chat to Howie. We're here for Berwick BMW, committed to standing out from the crowd. Jump into your next Mini at Berwick Mini Garage. Let's go and find out what's making news. More Julio are taken on the other side of this. I love it.